We're up to the bottom of Lamed Vav Amid Beis, the two dots. So just to review what the Mishnah had said, again, it's a pretty wild concept that if I rent the animal to you and you lend it to my father, and then an onus happens, so the halacha is, you swear to me that an onus happened, you're pater. My father, who's the shayel, who's chayev, will pay you the cow, and you'll walk away making money out of this. Rav Yossi says, how are you making money with someone else? How is this fair that you walked into it as a renter and you walk away with a $10,000 cow? No way. So the question is, the Gemara says like this, that we pass like Rav Yossi. Very nice. He says, you should know, not only is Rav Yossi arguing in this Mishnah, he's arguing in the previous Mishnah. If you remember, what was the previous Mishnah? See, Rav Yossi feels that it's unfair for anyone to make money other than the original owner. That's Rav Yossi's fundamental shita. There's no way a shomer or a shomer sachar or a soicher should make money. We'll take that table, maybe taller. So the point is, it's not fair for anyone to make money. So if you remember the previous Mishnah, what was the previous Mishnah? Previous Mishnah is as follows. You're a shomer chinam. You take the item and an onus happens. You have a choice. You could swear or you could pay. If you pay, what did we say happens? If the ganef is ever caught, you get kefil. It's the same premise. You're making money. So you guarded a $100 item. You chose not to swear. You pay. All of a sudden they find the thief. The $200 goes to you. You made $200 on this. Says the Gemara, Rav Yossi is against that also. Rav Yossi believes even if you don't pay, you don't get kefil. It's Lishit also. Rav Yossi believes that there's no way other than the owner, no one should be making money. Says the Gemara, Halacha Kamaisa and Halacha Kamaisa. We know that we pass like Rav Yossi in this Mishnah. Do we pass like him in that Mishnah as well? Meaning, if you pay, does the Shemir not get kefil? Says the Gemara, Amar Lei, Chalukah Rav Yossi, Af Barishona, Valacha Kamos, Af Barishona. We pass like Rav Yossi in both Mishnayis. Itmar Nami, Amar Rav Elazar, Chalukah Rav Yossi, Af Barishona, Valacha Kamos, Af Barishona. Rav Yochanan Amar, Modi Rav Yossi, Shabarishona, Shekvar Shilim. Rav Yossi disagrees. Rav Yochanan says, I disagree. I think Rav Yossi agrees in the previous Mishnah. If you paid, you get kefil. So if the Shemir pays, he gets kefil. So the Gemara says a quick point. If you remember from the previous Mishnah, the shomer doesn't actually have to pay to get kefil. He has to agree to pay. So why did you say he paid? It should be agreeing to pay. So says the Gemara, shilim in loy, shilim loy. Technically, if you want to rip apart his words, he said the shomer paid. That's not really accurate. Didn't we say, Amar Chiyah Barab, Amar Yechanan, loy shilim shilim mamish, el kivit shamarin mishalim, af bishloy shilim. Didn't we say that Rav Yechanan said that even if you didn't pay, just you agreed to pay is enough for the shomer to get the future kefil? So Gemara says, okay, you're right. El amayda Rav Yossi b'rishona shekvar amar hareini mishalim. You're right. Rav Yossi agrees in the previous case because you said you're going to pay, you get kefil.
So therefore, it ends up that the person who is renting it.
Well, no. So Rav Yossi disagrees in this Mishnah. In the previous Mishnah, he potentially agrees that if the shomer pays for the item without swearing, he will actually make money off it. Yes. Potentially. Okay. The difference being over there, at least he paid for the item outright. The renter didn't pay for anything. He made a cow. Okay. Now this Mishnah, we had reference to this Mishnah before. It's very, very, today's daf is not hard. You just have to focus. Says the Mishnah, case number one, Amr Lishnayim, I go over to two of you. I say, hey, Gazalti Lechem Echad Mana. I stole $100 from one of you. I just don't remember which one. Any of the Ezemikem. So that's case number one. So I go over to two people and I say, hey, I stole from you. I stole from one of you. I just don't remember. Case number two. I go over to both of you and I say, one of your fathers asked me to watch an item for you. I don't remember which one. So what's the halacha? You have to give them both $100. Now this is a very strange thing. So again, let's go to the first case. I go over to both of you and I say, hey, I stole from one of you $100. I just partially don't remember which one. So you know what the halacha is? I have to give $100 to each. Now there's an obvious question, which is, isn't the rule Hamotzi Mechavero Olavaraya? I didn't steal from both of you. I stole from one. Neither of you are able to get me in court. So why am I paying $100? And the Gemara is going to explain this is not required. This is if I want to be lotse sidei shamayim, meaning if I want true kapara, I have to pay $100 each. You're right. If you both were to take me to court, I would not have to pay $100 to both of you. I would pay $100 and it would either be split or left until Eliyahu Navi comes, whatever it is. But when it says I give 100 to each, that's if I want lotse sidei shamayim. If I want proper kapara, I have to give $100 to each. That's the first part of the Mishnah. Second part of the Mishnah. Shayim shef ki duei tzalechad. Oh, so okay. Both of you give me an item to watch. Now, one of you gives me $100, one of you gives me $200. So I now have $300 from two of you. But again, one gave $100, one gave $200. The problem is, I don't remember who gave me what. So, of course, both of you claim that you gave me the $200. Two people gave me money to watch. Both gave me envelopes. One envelope at $100, one envelope at $200. The problem is, I don't remember which one. So I turn to you, I say, hey, were you the $200? You're like, of course. I said, were you the $200? Of course. One of you was lying to try to make money. So what's the halacha? So, very simple. The Chachamim have a very rational response, and that is, we know that each one gets $100, for sure. The question is, that third $100 is the question mark. So give each one $100, and the third, leave until Yo Navi comes.
Didn't we have something like this?
We had this reference on Daf Gimel. Daf Gimel, we quoted this Mishnah. Exactly.
We don't give anything because we want that's the
correct. That's literally Daf Gimel. We quoted these Shitas. Very good. So the Gemara says.
So the first case, the guy loses money, right? The first case, because he doesn't know who it is, he loses money.
Correct.
The second case, so.
The Gemara is going to point out that contradiction. Very good. So the Mishnah says, Hashayi Munach HaShev Yo, you leave it until Yo Navi comes. Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi says, wait a minute. So you're telling me that, again, both of you gave me money. And then both of you lie. One of you lies. One of you lies to try to make the $200. So what do we say? Okay. 100, 200, or 200, 100. Someone gave me 200, someone gave me 100. I go over to you and say, is it 200 from you? Yeah. 200 from you? Yeah. See, but one of you is lying, yeah? So what's the halacha? We take $100 of each. I give each one $100. And the third $100 we leave until Eliyahu Navi. Says Rav Yossi, then you're not penalizing the liar. Then there's no penalty for my part. Let's say I actually gave the $100. You know what I'm going to do? I'll ask for 200. If he knows the halacha, I'll stay with my 100. And if he doesn't know the halacha, maybe he'll give me the 200. There's no penalty for trying to lie. So says the Gemara, Am Rav Yossi, Im Kein Mahif Seder Amai. How are you punishing someone who's deceiving? So you know what Rav Yossi says? All 300 are put aside. No one gets any of the money. It's like a teacher. Then nobody goes to recess. And what that will do is it will prevent anyone from playing games, because you know that if you play games, all of it is gone. Okay, that's the second clause. A very similar halacha. Instead of money, items. V'chein shnei kelim. Okay, you both asked me to watch, phones. I don't know, laptops, okay? One laptop is worth 100, one laptop is worth 1,000. So, what happens? I ask you, is the $1,000 laptop yours? Yeah. $1,000 laptop? Of course. So what do? One of you, if both of you get $100, the $1,000 laptop you sell, you give $100 to both, and the $900 left, you leave until Eliyahu Navi comes. Same exact thing, but instead of money, it's with a laptop. Comes Rav Yossi, and he says, then why are you not punishing the liar? Get rid of the whole thing. All the laptops, nobody gets any laptop. It's mamash the exact same halacha, but instead of money, it's an expensive item. Okay? And the Gemara is going to point out why is it necessary to say the second case. And by the way, the chiddush of the second case is that it's much more money than the first case. This is an expensive item as opposed to $200. This is a $1,000 item. So, okay. Says the Mishnah, V'chein shnei kelim lecha yofa mana v'echa yofa alav zuz. Zoy mir li yofa shali v'zoy mir yofa shali. Noisen ezekon lecha mehen m'teich ha-gadol. They sell the second laptop, give $100 to both, and the other $900 you put aside. Rav Yossi says, then he didn't punish anybody.
What about the other laptop?
No, see, the other, you give one laptop to one person, the other laptop you sell, and you give the other guy $100, and the $900 you put aside. Says Rav Yossi, then you didn't punish anybody. Nobody gets anything. Fine, shine. So the Gemara says like this. Let's focus on the first case. The first case was, I go over to two of you, and I say, I stole money from one of you, I don't remember which one. So what's the halacha? I have to give $100 to each. Says the Gemara, Alma misveka mafkina mamaynos. So you see that although I'm not sure who I owe the money to, I have to pay both. And we don't say hamotzi mechaveiro olav araya. We don't say that I get to hold on to the money because I'm the rightful owner. I have to give $100 to both, or mini. But then wait a minute, it's my father pointed out, the next case in the Mishnah is a straight up contradiction. What's the next case in the Mishnah? You deposited 100, you deposited 200. I don't know which one deposited which. So what's the halacha? Give 100 to each, and the third 100 I put down. Why don't you say this? I have to give you 200 and you 200 to be yoytz of the holidays. Right? The same way by gezela, you force me to give $100 to each to be yoytz of the holidays. So why don't we say the same thing by a pikadon? Says the Gemara, or many, I have a contradiction. Look at the third case of the Mishnah. Shnayim shekhi du yoytz lechot. Zem manav zem asayim zem el shili masayim zem shili masayim. Nois no zem manal zem manav ashayim munach. In this case, you just put down $100 each, and the third $100 you say, I'm not, you guys deal with it. I'm not dealing with it. I don't understand. By the gzela, we make you pay $100 to each. What's the difference? So the Gemara says very simple. I'm like, because not gezel karamis. First of all, you can't compare a shaymechinov to a ganef. Meaning, a ganef, we penalize you. Because you stole, you have to pay $100 to each. A shaymechinov, there's no penalty. Very simple. Gezel David Isura Kansura Abonin, because the thief did Navera, we punish him that he has to give $100 to each. Bikadin Delay Avere Isura, but the Bikadin, when he didn't do anything wrong, he does not have to give $200 to each. Like Kansura Abonin. Here's the problem. This is the question that my father had, which is in the Mishnah itself, there's a contradiction. Virami Pikadin Apikadin, Rami Gezel Agezel. There's a contradiction, by the way, within Gezela cases, and there's a contradiction within Bikadin cases. Let's go Pikadin. This my father pointed out when we did the Mishnah. Pikadin, Bikadin, Diktani, Resha. Oy Aviv Shalacha Mekem Hivkid Etzli Man. Straight up contradiction. The first case in the Mishnah said, I go over to both of you and I say, your father, one of your fathers asked me to be a Shomer Chinam on $100. I personally don't remember which one. Mm-hmm. Was it your father or your father? So what's the halacha? I have to give you 100, you 100. Second case. You give me 100, you give me 200. I don't know which one. What's the halacha? 100, 100, the third 100 I leave. Mamish, the exact same thing. They're both Shomer Chinam. In the first case, I have to give more in order to make everybody whole. In the second case, I just put the money down. I say, you figure it out. What's the difference? So Amar Rava, Reisha Nasa b'mishef kidul b'shnei krichas. Dehavel l'meidak. Seif Nasa mishef kidul b'krach echad. Delei havel l'meidak. You know what the answer is? The answer is, if you gave me, the answer is like this. In the case of the 100 and the 200, you guys gave me the money at the same time. So because you gave money at the same time, it's not my fault for not knowing it. Meaning, if you would have given me $100 on Tuesday, and then you would have given me an amount of money on Wednesday, it's my responsibility to remember 100, 200. That's on me. In that case, I'd have to give you all the money. I'd have to make it whole. And that was the case with the father. One of your fathers gave me money. I'm responsible to remember which one. So why is it that when one gave me 100, one gave 200, I don't know which one, I don't have to give $200 to each? Because they both gave me at the same time. They both handed me envelopes at the same time. It's not fair for me to have to remember. When people give money at the same time, it's very hard to remember. I'll prove it to you. Do you guys remember? No. You don't even remember. I'm supposed to remember. Meaning, so it says Rava, Reisha, in the first case where one of your fathers gave me a pikadon, and I'm responsible, and if I don't remember, I have to give $100 each. That's Nasa Misha Hiftkaleb Shnei Krichas. That's where it was deposited at separate times. Because it was deposited sort of at separate times, it's my responsibility. But in the Reisha, but Nasa Havala Medak. But Seifa, in the case where one of you gave me 100, one of you gave me 200, I don't know which one, why am I not penalized? I'll tell you when I'm not penalized. Because Nasa Kamisha Hiftkaleb Krachechet, you handed it to me at the same time. Meaning the case is not where it was handed separate times. It was where you both handed me, and truly you both gave me wads of cash. So it's not my responsibility. He says, Loi Havala Medak, it's not my fault for not remembering. I'll prove it to you. Dabarlu, because I could say to you guys, Ant Kufayu loy kapti avdadi. You guys don't even remember. So Anoka Pinna, I'm supposed to remember. That's the answer. But let's keep going. There's a contradiction within the Mishnah by Gzela. Rami Gezel Gezel. Katani Hacham Lishnaim Gazalti Lechemekem. Beni Deism who. Let's go to the first case in the Mishnah. What's the first case? I go over to both of you and I say, listen, I stole money from one of you. I don't remember which one. I have to give you $100 and you $100 to be Yitzel Holidays. Or many, I have a contradiction. This is a Mishnah Yevamos. Gozel Echa Mechamisha. There are five people here, and I turn to all five of you and I say, listen, I stole from one of you. I don't remember which one. So what's the halacha? What should the halacha be? I should have to give $100 to each one. But what's the halacha? Zoi Maraisi Gozel, Zamaisi Gozel, Heniach Gezela B'nei Mistalik. Says Rav Tarfin, put the $100 down and say, you figure it out. So wait a minute, it's a contradiction. Our Mishnah says I have to give to each one $100. But if Tarfin says you just put it down, so it says that, now by the way, the question is based on the assumption that our Mishnah is Rav Tarfin. Right? We're making a contradiction to our Mishnah and Rav Tarfin Shita. Our Mishnah is not working with Rav Tarfin. That implies that our Mishnah is Rav Tarfin. So says the Gemara. Alma misveka lefkin umana, ba'amrina oikumana cheskes amari. Umayde masisin dehav Rav Tarfin. How do I know that our Mishnah follows the view of Rav Tarfin? Because again, it's a contradiction between our Mishnah and the sheet of Rav Tarfin, which means that our Mishnah works with Rav Tarfin, hence the question. So the Gemara says, diktoni alotahi, moide Rav Tarfin, ba'oy milishnayim, gazalti ramanav, any days of Mechashan, noisin zamanav zamanav. Because I'll tell you why, the Mishnah in Yavamis says, moide Rav Tarfin to our case. So our case, so Rav Tarfin says, I tell five people, I stole from one of you, I just put down the $100 and I walk away. But then the Mishnah says, Maidir Rav Tarfin to our case. So why? So what's going on? So the Gemara says very simple. Hasam You know what the answer is? What's the case? In the five people, if I stole from one of you, if you're trying to take me to court, I'm not going to have to pay $100, more than $100. Tavalei, you're being tavemi in court. Each one is not able to prove it. So you know what happens? I put the money down. I say, you figure it out. Our Mishnah, I have to give to each one. Our Mishnah, I'm optionally looking for a kapara. That's it. It's Latsi Sidei Shemai. Amar Mar. Now, in that case, the Gemara just has a quick point. In that case of Rav Tarfin, you have five people take me to court. They tevei me in din. Each one says, I stole from you. And I say, listen, I stole from one of you. I don't know which one. It says, it was me. They all take me to court. What's the halacha? I take the $100. I put it down.
Giving 100 to each person because you want to be guilty,
yeah,
aren't you being overly either because there is one who's stealing?
No, I'm giving it as a gift. I would give it, I would say, this $100 is either as payment to my theft or it's a gift. Point is like this, in that first case, in the case of Tarfin, where I say to five people, I stole from one of you, I don't know which one, so this one takes me to court, it was me. So I just put it down, I say, deal. The question is, what is my response when everyone says it was me in court? Says the Gemara, Hasim de Kavoyle, Hala Matayin, what do I respond? My father says it's me, Ms. Lord says it's me, Nasha says it's me, Kevin, what do I respond? So one opinion says, Shaisik, I'm quiet. Meaning, even though I'm Shaisik, normally Shtika Kehoida, but Shtika is not Kehoida in this case. I say to five of you in court, I stole from one of you, and each one says, it was me, and then go to the next one, it was me. What am I doing when each one says it was me? So I'm quiet. Meaning, even though I'm quiet, it's not that's not an admission to each one. Quiet normally is an admission, not in this case. Rav Masna Amarav, hello, go to the next page, halot sevech. He says, no. You can't be quiet. If you're quiet, that's an admission of guilt. Then you'd be chayv to each one. The case is seveach. When each one says it's me, I have to say, I don't know who you are. I actually have to respond, I disagree. And the Gemara speaks it out. This is Rav Masna says, the reason why you have to say, I don't know who you are, and you have to respond, no, because if you're quiet, it's shtika kaida, you'll be mechayev to all five. And the other opinion says that we don't say shtika kaida, He says, shtika kaida doesn't apply in this case, because I already said I only owe one of you money. When each one says it's me, the reason why I'm quiet is not an admission of guilt, it's just because, pasha, I don't know. Maybe you're the 100. I know I don't owe $500. I know I only owe 100. When each one says it, I'm quiet. That's not a mission of guilt because maybe I owe you, maybe not. Maybe I owe you, maybe not. Why would I? Generally in court, when someone's quiet, when they say, you owe me money, that's usually shigayda. This case is a pretty obscure case because I already acknowledge I only owe one and I don't know which one. So my shtika is not kahida. It's because I push it, don't know. Okay. Let's just finish up the daf. Amar Mar. Maniach Gzela B'Neim Mastalik. By the way, very interesting point. Rav Tarfin said, you have five people. I tell one of them I stole money from you. Each one says, it's me. The halach is I don't have to pay $500. I put $100 and I walk away. The implication is that one of them could take the $100, right? Yaniach means that someone can take it. The problem is, from a halachic perspective, they can't take it. When you have money that you're not sure who belongs to and it's between a couple people, Bezdin will not let you take it. So the Gemara just says,
Maniach says that it's theirs.
But they won't let you take it because of Menapi. It's a suffix Zela. It's a suffix Zela on each one. So each one won't be able to take it. Says the Gemara, Shakim Makula Va'azli, that all of them could take the go away, meaning each one could just take it if they want, or they'll divide it. They'll take $100 and divide it equally amongst five people. Each one get $20. Va Merav Abba Rizavda Merav Kol Safik Inuach. Anytime you have money that's put down between people because you're not sure who it belongs to, L'chachila Lo Yitol, it's better not to take it. Bidi Eved Imnota Lo Yachsim. Meaning, the truth is, for five people, in this case, by the way, for five people to take $20 each, it's actually not right. Like, in the world of justice, it's not right. Because one person is owed 100, four people are owed zero. For everyone to get 20, that's like this, like, liberal, everyone's happy, but, like, it's not right. So the truth is, you should not take it. Beis Din should hold on to it until they could ascertain what happens. Listen, if each one takes $20, we'll let it be. But that's not what should happen. So why over here when it says Yaniach, that implies that everyone can take it. It's not true. Says the Gemara, you're right. Amr of Safra, Yaniach. Yaniach means place it in court. Not that they take it. Court will be in charge of it. They're actually not going to give it to them. Beis Din will not give it to them until they can ascertain who it is. Beis Din's just going to say, well, we're going to hold on to the money as a deposit. Let's go weiter. Amr le'abai l'rava. Now, we're going to deal with Rav Akiva. It's going to take us to the end of the daf. Rav Akiva, we have a little bit of a problem in Rav Akiva. Mi amar Rav Akiva, didn't Rav Akiva said in the Mishnah, loizu haderech meitziyasim de'avera. In that case of Rav Tarfon. Rav Tarfon said, again, there's five people. I say I owe one of you. I stole from one of you. Each one says, it's me. So Rav Tarfon says, just give $100, walk away. Rav Akiva says, loizu haderech meitziyasim de'avera. That's not how you avoid averas. Loizu haderech. You have to pay each one. That's Rav Akiva Shita. Meaning Rav Akiva says, if you're a thief, you can't just put on. Because think about it, even the way we just figured out from Rav Tarfon, nobody's actually getting the money because you're giving $100 to Beis, and Beis is not going to give it to anybody. So Rav Akiva says, Loizu Adarach. You got to give $100 to each one. It's like the Haftarach HaKamaycha coming out. You got to pay each one. Each one, that's not fair. So here's the problem. Alma misfeka mafkina mamayna v'leminukum manuchas kismare. That implies that Rav Akiva does not really believe in hamotzi mechaver levaraya. He's making you pay each one. Here's the problem, Ormini. I have a contradiction. Nafal abayis olav al imay. It's a dark machlekes, but anyone who's dealing with inheritance, well, the people can get pretty messy. So you have a case like this. You have a mother and a son that are in a house and the house collapses. They both die. Now the question is, who died first? Because if the son died first, that means what happened is, they're going to be dying seconds apart because it's a house crumbling. The son died first, that means that the inheritance for 2 seconds went to the mom. Then the mom died, now the inheritance goes to her side of the family. So her side of the family want to say the son died first. The son's side say no.
If the son died
first, that means that for a second it went to the mom.
Right?
No, only if the son died first. If the son died first, it goes to the mom.
Who does Yerushin go first? The child or the mom?
No, the son has the money. The son has the money. If he dies first, then it instantly goes to the mom. Right. Then if she dies, he's already gone. It goes to her next of kin, the maiden side of the family. So the maiden side of the family want him to have died first. The paternal side of the family say, no, the mom died first. So it all went to the son. Then the son died. Going to us. So it's two sides of the family arguing basically who died first.
But the money originally is with the son.
Correct. Yeah. Because the son is Yersh. When the father dies, he's Avram and Sarah have Yitzchak. When Avram dies, the money goes to the son Yitzchak.
Not the son.
No. Goes, now he's financially responsible to take care of his mom. I understand that. But so he's got all the money. If he dies first, it goes to her. Then when she dies, it goes to her side of the family. If she died first, it stays with him, and then when he dies, it stays with him. So each one is arguing over what to do. So says the Gemara, Nafal abayis olav al ima, Yarshi aben oimer heim meisarishayna. The heirs of the son say the mom died first, and then it went to the son, and then it goes to us. V'yarshi aim oimer heim aben meisarishayna. And the mother's side of the family said, no, the son died first. It goes to then it went to the mom, then it goes to us. So eilu ve'eilu moidim sheachleg. V'sham v'sil agree, split the money between the two sides of the families. Comes Rav Akiva, I'm Rav Akiva. Ma'idani b'zushachnis b'mamid b'cheskasan. There's no splitting. It stays with whoever has the cash. Now, in Yevamis, there's a machlekes. Who is that? Is that either the mom's side or the son's side? But Rav Akiva does not believe in splitting. He believes that hamotzi mechavero olavaraya. Now, who is the motzi mechavero? In this case, is a machlekes in Yevamis. Not for now. But what do you see? Rav Akiva believes in a Moshe Chavetz Chaim. So why is he giving $100 to each one of these people when he claimed that you stole from them? So the Gemara says, I mean, basically, what is the difference between the case of the house falling, where Rav Akiva says a Moshe Chavetz Chaim, and in the case where I told five people I stole from one of them, where I have to give $100 to each? What's the difference? So you know what the answer is? Hasam Shema V'Shema, Gazlachim and Bari V'Shema. You know what the answer is? The claims. In the case of the house, it's Shema V'Shema. So Shema V'Shema, HaMotzev Chavarai. In the case of the theft, it's Bari V'Shema. Each one is Bari. I mean, someone's got to be lying, but each one is Bari. I'm Shema. I don't know who I stole from, but you're pretty confident. You're pretty confident. Bari V'Shema. Bari V'Shema, I got to give the money. That's where Rav Akiva's point is. Rav Akiva believes HaMotzev Chavarai only by Shema V'Shema, not Bari V'Shema. The Gemara says, wait a minute, and this is going to be the end, the last little bit of the sugya. Umi v'ham asis in dahacha, but isn't our Mishnah amr l'shnayim gazal diyechem en mana, the shema v'shema hu, k'tani noisin l'zeh mana l'zeh mana. Wait a minute. What about the first case of the Mishnah? I go over to two people, and I say to you guys, hey, I stole from one of you. I have to give each one $100. That's shema v'shema. You guys don't know, right? This is a case where you guys don't know either. No, that was the pikadon. In the first case, I go over to two of you and I say, I stole from one of you $100, I don't know which one. This is not a case where they're confident. This is not where they take me to court. You guys have no idea. So it's Shema V'Shema. So you know what the halacha should be? Hamotzim Chavaraya. But what does Rav Akiva say? You have to give each one. So that's a problem. And how do you know our mission is Rav Akiva? Diktani Allah Dahi Moidar of Tarfin by Vlashan, because Ali Vechene de Mezach, and the man Lavla Rav Akiva Bar Pelukta. It says Rav Tarfin agrees with our Mishnah. Agrees with who? It must be Rav Akiva, which means our mission is Rav Akiva. And our mission is Shema V'Shema. And I have to give each one $100. A very obvious answer, by the way. Our mission is Latzei Sidei Shemaim. Same answer we've been giving the whole time. You're right. Rav Akiva in court would not make me pay $100 to each because it's Shema V'Shema. He would say, Hamotzach L'Raya. Not if, but in this case, I am starting the proceedings. I'm not even going to court. I'm not going to court. I want to have kapara. Yeah, no. This is, I want kapara. I just want to be a good tzaddik. I want kapara.
Once you go to court.
Yeah. I would assume that would be enough. But my point is, this is where no court's involved. I just want to go over. That's the point. It's not working with the fundamentals of court. So the Gemara just says, how do I know that our Mishnah, when I stole from two people $100, how do you know Shema V'Shema? Because we said it's Shema V'Shema. My Shema V'Shema. Chad delay katani tovinai. So first of all, it does not say that they were sued in court because they can't sue you because it's Shema. V'oi, tani Rav Chiya, zayimani yadeh v'zayimani yadeh. Rav Chiya said it outright. Each one says, I don't know. It's Shema V'Shema. So why do I have to pay each one? The answer is, Hakim nebavatz l'sitei shemayim. The answer is, we already got finished saying, it's Latzei Sidei Shamayim. Okay. Now, one last point, and then we'll finish up the daf. Two minutes. Amar le Ravina le Ravashi. We said before, if you remember, my father just mentioned that with the pikadon, right. if people deposit money with me, and I don't remember which one, am I responsible? So we said, it depends. If you deposited it at once, I'm not responsible. Separate times, that's on me. Here's the problem. Didn't Rava say, "V'tamer Rav Papa, hakol meidim b'shnayim shefkidu etzel roya, shemaniach roya b'neim mistalik." Okay, both of you guys asked me to watch your sheep. You both gave me sheep, seemingly on separate days. You both then claim, I don't remember whose sheep it is. One of you guys gave me a sheep. I don't remember whose sheep it is. You know what the halacha is? I put the sheep between the two of you and I say, you guys figure it out. But wait a minute. You guys gave me sheep, not at the same time. So shouldn't I be responsible to remember which one? So the answer is, Amar Le Hosam Shefki the Bedr Shalroy Shlomidai. You know what the case is? You put the sheep in my pen when I wasn't there. It was separate times, but I wasn't there. So it's the same thing as Ki'ilu. I'm not responsible. Just to finish up the daf, we said in the Mishnah, Rav Yossi Shita, that you have to penalize them. That nobody gets the money with the 100 and the 200. Nobody gets the money. And then the Mishnah said the same exact case with an expensive laptop. Mm-hmm. So the question is, why do I need both cases? Utsrichi iashmina hakamaisa bahi kamera banam shum delek apseida aval bahad ik apseida gadol ema moedil Rav Yossi. In the first case, there's not a real financial loss. But over here, this case is very, very expensive. The second case is very expensive. So you might think because it's very expensive, Rav Yossi would not penalize everybody. Let me ask you a question. You're saying that because the laptop is expensive, Rav Yossi might give in. What's Rav Yossi Shita based on? He's penalizing because he wants to stop a liar. You think he cares about the value of the laptop? You see, if you come to me and I'm just being strict, stama being strict, so you'll say, but this is very expensive. Okay, fine, it's expensive. Rav Yossi's shita should not make a difference whether it's valuable or not. Rav Yossi's whole premise is we have to stop liars. So it matters if it's $1,000, $10,000, what's the difference? Says the Gemara, V'yitmar b'hokam Rav Yossi, avu b'hach e'mod Rav Yossi, wait a minute. Rav Yossi's whole shita is to stop liars. Why would I think it makes a difference between the value of the item? His whole point is he's got to put his foot down. So you know what the answer is? You're right. You're right. It is not necessary for Rav Yossi. It's never for the Rabbanan. That the Rabbanan, the Chiddush is, the Rabbanan are not, don't penalize. Even when it's not expensive, they don't penalize. That's the Chiddush. It's a loizu afsu. So the first one's the Chiddush. The second one is not a Chiddush at all. In the second case where it's an expensive laptop, that's actually Pashut. Rav Yossi is for sure going to keep his shita because he always penalizes, and the Rabbanan is definitely not going to penalize when it's expensive. The Chiddush is the first case that the Rabbanan don't penalize even when it's cheap. Loizu absolutely. I will stop here.